in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
When you've done all you can, you just stand. Peace and blessings to each and every one of you. I thank you for tuning in on this morning. Come on, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, I thank you. Thank you for waking us up this morning, keeping us enclosed in our right mind. God, we thank you what you are about to do on this broadcast. God, we ask that you will have thine own way as we continue to decrease, God. We are asking you to increase within us. Give us more knowledge, revelation, and understanding of your word. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we say yes to your will and yes to your way. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we step up, oh God, to do what you have called us to do, oh God. God, even forgive us, oh God, for not even walking according to your way, for not even listening, oh God. Please forgive us, oh God. And thank you for giving us another chance to get it right. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you would heal, oh God. Touch someone's body on this morning, God, that is racking in pain, God. They are believing you for an ultimate healing, God. God, show yourself strong on this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we will be careful to give you all the glory and all the honor, which is due your precious name. Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles on this morning, could you turn it to the book of Genesis, the 37th chapter and the 11th verse. Genesis. And may the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And I want to read that in the Amplified Version, Genesis 37 and 11. This is just that one verse that we're going to work with on this morning. And it says, Joseph's brothers were envious and jealous of him. You see, Genesis 37 and 11 states, and his brothers envied him, but his father observed the saying. And it goes on to say that this verse highlights the deep jealousy of Joseph's brothers regarding his dreams and his favored status, and the contrasting with Jacob's thoughtful contemplation of the future. You see, Jacob loved him. He loved Joseph. Joseph was his favorite. And it marks a turning point where, despite the tension from the family, God's sovereign plan begins to unfold, setting the stage for Joseph's journey to Egypt. And the topic of this lesson on today is, when your light shines brightly, when your light shines brightly. And that's what it was with Joseph. Joseph's light was shining brightly. He didn't understand. Joseph just loved life, and he loved God, and he loved doing for others. He loved helping others. People of God, when your light shines brightly, and when we have the favor of God upon our lives, yes, we're going to be talked about. We're going to be lied upon. We're going to be ostracized. Jealousy is going to hit us on every hand. People are going to be envious of us. Why? Because we love God. Why? Because we have chosen to live for God. We have chosen to do what God has called us to do. No more wavering back and forth. So I want to discuss on today the key things and the questions from Genesis 37 and 11. First of all, you can pull from this verse, jealousy versus trust. You see, the brother's envy leads to conspiracy, while Jacob observed the saying, showing a willingness to consider that the dreams were from God, despite the conflict. Come on here, somebody. The dreams was from God, despite of what was going on. God gives us visions and dreams. I know God works with me in a way that when I dream something or when I see something, he will either tell me to pray or he be warning me what is to come. Come on here, somebody. And there are times when dreams and visions cannot be shared with everybody. He will only allow you to share it with others. Why? Because someone cannot contain the magnitude of what God has shown you. And they are very easily to say, oh, that's not God, that's you. So that's why you got to be careful. Oh, my feet under the oposha of what you say and how you say it and who you share things with. So another thing is a family dysfunction. This was a dysfunctional family. You can look at it because this verse underscores the poisonous effect of favoritism. Because as you know, notice in the entire chapter, Jacob gave Joseph a coat of many colors. And Joseph loved that coat. Mm-hmm. So there was a jealousy right there with the brothers because their father gave Joseph a coat of many colors. There was also a rivalry that was fit to take place. The jealousy arose even higher. Ah, you did your both shot. When you do things for God and you just want to love everybody, people's jealousy will arose higher to the point to where they want to harm you. Not only in the spiritual realm, but in the natural realm. But let your light so shine. Because God got you covered. Come on here, somebody. This is deep. Because God is getting ready to use some of you to the peak of to where jealousy is going to come at you to make you stop doing what God has called you to do, to make you get back and sit down and push yourself into a corner, making you think that you are not worthy. Even to the point to where you're going to want to compromise so that you would not offend anybody. But God is saying, continue to allow your light to shine brightly. Another thing that we can pull from this verse is divine sovereignty. You see, although the brothers act out maliciously, they was envious. This verse sets in motion the events that will ultimately allow God to use their evil actions for a good purpose. What the devil meant for evil, come on here, somebody, God gonna turn it around for your good. Even though Joseph still loved his brothers, but they were setting Joseph up. Joseph didn't get mad at him. Joseph did not talk about him. He loved him. Even with a malicious and envious acts. My God. God can turn every situation around for your good. Because of God's favor on Joseph's life, his older brothers became extremely jealous of him. You see, this was true for many heroes of the faith, and it's true for us as well as today. Because of God's blessing on your life, listen to the Holy Ghost well. Some people can't handle your success. Some people cannot handle your anointing. Some people cannot handle the oil and the favor that is upon your life. They don't know the many nights you cried out. They don't know what you went through. They don't know the things that you had to encounter. Come on here, somebody, to get to the place that you are now. Come on here, somebody. Don't you back down. Continue to let your light shine brightly. Yes, they were fine until you got that promotion. They were fine as long as you was in your pit. They was fine as long as they seen you going through. But the minute God raised you up, the minute you say, yes, God, to your will, I do anything you tell me to do. I go where you want me to go. Here come the jealousy. Until your business took off. They was fine as long as you were struggling, but that business done took off. They was fine as long as you were single. Until God sent you your wife. Until God sent you your husband. Come on here, somebody. They was fine as long as you was barren. Until God planted a seed in your womb. Oh, I'm helping somebody. They was fine as long as you were sitting at the back of the church with your mouth closed until God pushed you to the front and gave you a word. They was fine. Come on here, somebody. They had no problem until you started making a difference and your light started shining brightly. Come on here, somebody. But when God blesses you in a greater way, it can stir up envy. It can stir up jealousy. It can stir up criticism. It can find fault in you and trying to make you look bad. This is not meant to discourage you. But this is meant to prepare you. You have to be okay with others not being okay with you. Good God Almighty. You have to be okay with others not being okay with you. You don't need everyone to celebrate you. You don't need all of your coworkers or your relatives to cheer you on. If you become too dependent on other people's approval, you'll waste your time trying to get their acceptance or vindicating yourself. If you become too dependent on other people's approval, you'll waste your time trying to get their acceptance or vindicating yourself. People of God, men and women of God, boys and girls, you have all you need with God's approval. Keep honoring him and he will take care of the naysayers. Let us pray. Father, thank you that you've put your blessing and favor upon our lives. Help us to remember that it doesn't mean everyone is going to cheer for me, or it doesn't mean that I'm going to be liked. But knowing that I am doing what you have called me to do, God, is more than enough. Father God, we believe that we are moving forward with your approval. And that's all we need. Father God, we thank you. We praise you. And we will not let our light go dim or be blown out. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I thank you for tuning in on this morning. Remember, if you need to contact me, my number is 318-206-8953. And remember, I love you. Yes, I do. And God does too. And know this, when you're down to nothing, that our God is up to something. Be blessed.
You've been listening to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. The phone number is 22-